With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels continue stirring up trouble in the volatile Mideast, attacking shipping in the Red Sea along with U.S. military personnel. The Pentagon says an American warship acting in self-defense shot down several drones over the Red Sea. The Houthi rebels claiming responsibility for the drone firings. The Israeli military renewing its calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have been seeking refuge in recent weeks.
Israel's widening its ground offensive and bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip. The expanded offensive following the collapse of a week-long ceasefire is aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7 attack into Israel ignited the war. Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's even possible, before it's pressed into another ceasefire. But the increased tempo of operations could further accelerate that timetable and render even larger parts of the isolated territory unlivable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Military crews are working off the coast of southwest Japan to recover the wreckage and the remains of crew members from an Air Force Osprey aircraft that crashed last week. It happened during a training mission. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump has a mile-long to-do list should he win re-election. One of the things near the top of that list, stepping up oil and gas exploration and drilling, sharply curtailed by President Biden.
So many bad things have happened to our country, but we're going to turn it around, and I think we can do it fast. We're going to drill, and we're going to be drilling like you have never seen before.
Mr. Trump speaking at a campaign rally in Iowa. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 93 points, NASDAQ futures off 78. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans split on what they want from a president.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine has sparked a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine focusing on lifestyle issues, but it's been a strong advocate for abortion since the 1970s. Lately, the Satanic Temple has become involved in abortion, filing lawsuits, trying to block new pro-life laws in various states. SRN News. Mattel is once again expanding its Barbie franchise, generating some controversy in the process.
Mattel is honoring the legendary Cherokee leader Wilma Mankiller with a Barbie doll as part of its Inspiring Women series. Mankiller, who died in 2010, was the first female chief of a major Native American tribe. But not all Cherokee Nation citizens are embracing the idea of honoring Mankiller with a doll. Some Cherokees say she was known for her humility and would not have appreciated a doll with her likeness. Jason Walker reporting.
Alaska Air has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines. It's a $1.9 billion deal and includes an assumption of debt. The acquisition would still need the approval of U.S. regulators before it could become reality. More details at SRNnews.com.